Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Build Your First MVP, 3 Game-Changing Steps. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 90% of startups fail because they build products nobody wants. Think about that for a moment. All those late nights, all that capital, all that passion, gone because they never validated whether people actually wanted what they were creating. But here's the thing. There's one simple strategy that could save your business before you waste thousands of dollars and months of your life. Let's start with understanding what an MVP actually means in startup terms. MVP stands for Minimum Viable Product, and here's where most people get confused. It's not about building something cheap or incomplete. It's about testing your biggest assumptions with the least amount of effort. Think of it as building just enough functionality to solve one main problem for your target customer. The key word here is one. One problem, not 5, not 10, one. But here's where most founders go terribly wrong. They fall into what I call the feature trap. They think minimum means cramming in every feature they can possibly afford. They spend months perfecting details instead of validating whether anyone actually wants their solution. They're building a monument when they should be building a test kitchen. Real MVPs focus on one core problem and solve it well enough to prove demand exists. Remember, you're not building your final product. You're building a learning tool. Let me paint you a picture. When Airbnb started, their MVP wasn't some sophisticated platform. It was literally just a simple website with photos of air mattresses in their apartment. No payment system, no reviews, no fancy algorithms. They handled bookings manually through email. By most standards, it was broken. But that broken MVP proved something revolutionary. People would actually pay to stay in strangers' homes. That single validation led to their billion-dollar success. So here's what you need to do right now. Write down your product idea in exactly one sentence, then cut every feature except what's absolutely necessary to test that sentence. Build that in 1 week, not 1 month. Your MVP should feel uncomfortably simple. If you're not slightly embarrassed by it, you've probably built too much. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.